You're listening to Pacifica's Peace Watch. I'm Verna Avery Brown. Arab royalty and heads of states held a one-day pan-Arab summit over the weekend. The Iraqi issue occupied most of the discussions between the 22 members of the Arab League. As widely expected, the meeting called on Baghdad to fully comply with UN resolutions and demanded that Washington give diplomacy a chance. Ula Farawati in Amman has more.
Public anti-war pressure mounted around the Arab world as Arab leaders and top officials gathered for a pan-Arab summit in Egypt Saturday. The Iraqi issue topped the agenda of the one-day meeting as Arab leaders reiterated their rejection of a military strike against Baghdad. Bahraini King Hamad bin Isa presided over the summit.
If we are meeting here for Iraq and for Palestine, then we must say that what benefits Iraq benefits us, and what hurts Iraq hurts us. We are all in one boat. We are sorry that the situation has become so difficult, but we must unite and work to spare the regions the horrors of a war.
Speakers at the assembly emphasized that the Iraqi issue cannot be discussed in isolation from the Palestinian issue. The need to address the Palestinian-Israeli conflict was a point that all the states unanimously approved. Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh.
Iraq has announced the destruction of Al-Samud missiles. Iraq is no danger to neighboring countries. Israel's international legitimacy should be applied to all, and Israel should be disarmed. Why only disarmament of Arabs? These are fragile justifications to only attack Iraq.
Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, blockaded by the Israelis in his Ramallah compound, was a certain absentee. He spoke to the summit through a televised speech.
Israel has seen this war as an opportunity to escalate its military aggression against Palestinian people and go on with the killing and the blockades.
The surprise of the summit was a motion by the United Arab Emirates that called on President Saddam Hussein to step down and put Iraq under Arab League and United Nations supervision. The motion was never discussed in the main assembly and was sharply criticized by several Arab leaders, especially Syrian President Bashar Assad.
I don't know Saddam Hussein. I never met him or talked to him over the phone. I am not speaking in favor of Iraq out of affection or love. I am speaking out of logic. Some, and I mean here some Arabs, say the problem is the Iraqi president or the Iraqi regime. If that is true, I think that we should send a delegation to Iraq and ask them to prevent a crisis. But we all know that this is not the issue. The issue is authority. The U.S. wants to homogenize the region. The issue is oil. It is redrawing the maps in a way that fits their interests and the interests of Israel. The issue is destroying the infrastructure of Iraq and the scientists of Iraq. They want people whose hearts beat but whose brains are still. This is what they want from all the Arabs.
All the leaders and heads of delegations spoke of the need to give diplomacy a chance, including Kuwait, which hosts at least 100,000 U.S. and British troops. The stationing of American and British troops in the Gulf drew sharp criticism from many speakers at the summit, especially Libyan President Muammar Gaddafi.
I want to ask, how come a sovereign state allows the presence of foreign troops on its soil? All states that allow U.S. troop deployment should admit that they need the protection of the U.S.
Gaddafi's words enraged Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah, who objected and jabbed his index finger at the Libyan longtime leader, and both engaged in a verbal row that cut the televised transmission of the summit and threatened to break it down. The Saudi delegation withdrew from the main hall after accusing Gaddafi of being an American tool in the Middle East. However, reconciliation efforts succeeded in convincing the Saudi delegation to go back to the main hall, but the leaders had already made a decision to finish the meeting as soon as possible, and Arab League Chief Amr Moussa quickly read the summit's final declaration.
The Arab League emphasizes its total rejection of a military attack on Iraq or any Arab country. We call on Iraq to comply with UN resolutions and UN inspectors. We call on all countries to support Arab anti-war efforts and emphasize that no country should support war efforts. We also demand lifting the embargo on Iraq and creating a just solution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict.
For Pacifica's Peace Watch, this is Ola Farawati in Amman.
He was her only child, her baby boy. She was his second daughter, a father's pride and joy. Somebody's mother, brother, best friend, sister, lover. Maybe an A1 student running, hiding, taking cover. The women gather crying tears that fill a million oceans. It doesn't matter where you're living. The women gather crying tears that fill a million oceans.
People say, not in this neighborhood. It doesn't happen here. Our kids have everything. What do we have to fear? But what about the ones who say this happens every day? Drugs and violence take our children. How much more death can come our way?
The women gather crying tears that fill a million.
4,000 years ago, Aristophanes wrote the play Lysistrata. It is from this play that the popular term, make love, not war, derives. With the Bush administration moving closer and closer to an invasion of Iraq, the peace movement under the auspices of the Lysistrata Project has organized over 850 live readings of Lysistrata today all around the world. From subway stations from New York City to Bangkok, amateur and professionals are reading Lysistrata. Pacifica Station WPFW in Washington, D.C. produced a live reading of the classic from which we offer these excerpts. The drama begins with the character of Lysistrata, the leader of the Athenian women, attempting to convince the women of Sparta, Athens, and Greece to abstain from familial duties until their husbands agree to stop the war and sign a treaty of peace.
Don't you feel sad and sorry because the fathers of your children are far away from you with the army? For I'll wager there's not one of you whose husband is not abroad at this moment.
Mine has been the last 5 months in Thrace. 5 whole months.
It's been 7 long months since mine left for Pylos.
As for mine, if he ever does return from service, he's no sooner home than he takes down his shield again and flies back to the wars.
Not only are our husbands off to war, neither is there so much as a shadow of a lover. To make matters even worse, since the conflict with the Milesians began and cut off their supply of their famous product.
The 8-inch dildo!
Now tell me, if I have discovered a means of ending the war, will you second me?
Yes, verily. But all the goddesses, I swear, I will.
And so?
Though I have to put my gown in pawn and drink the money the same day.
And so will I, though I must be split in two like a flat fish and have half myself removed.
And I too. Why, to secure peace, I would climb to the top of Mount Olympus.
Then I will out with it at last, my mighty secret. Oh, sister women, if we could compel our husbands to make peace, we must refrain.
Refrain from what? Tell us.
But will you do it?
We will, though we should die of it.
We will refrain from sex altogether, practice total abstinence. Wait. Why do you turn your backs on me?
Oh, no.
I mean, where are you going? So you bite your lips and shake your head. Eh? Why these pale, sad looks? I mean, why these tears? Come, will you do it, yes or no? Come on, do you hesitate?
I will not do it. Will not. Let the war go on.
Nor will I. Let the war go on.
And you say this, Marinini, my pretty flat fish. You who declared just now your willingness to be split in two.
Anything. Anything. But that. Go through the fire, if you will. Through the fire. But to rob us of the sweetest things in the entire world, Lysistrata, darling.
And you, Marini?
Yes, Lysistrata, I agree with the others. I would sooner go through the fire than miss out on some of that sweet succulent.
The women have taken over the Acropolis, the place where the Greece treasury is kept. All the young men are at war. Only the old men remain in the cities. The old women have locked themselves in the Acropolis and are besieged by the old men.
And now we go to the entrance of the Acropolis. The chorus of old men slowly enters. All very old and decrepit men, each carrying a large stick and a pot of fire.
What unlooked for things do happen, to be sure, in a long life. Here we have the women who used to make our bread and live in our houses, daring nowadays to lay hands on the holy image of the goddess, to seize the Acropolis and draw bars and bolts to keep any from entering. There now, there's our fire, bright and burning. Now why not take a large stick, light it and hurl it at the gates by way of a battering ram? If they don't answer our summons by pulling back the bolts, then we set fire to the woodwork and the smoke will choke them.
They begin to build a fire. And here comes the chorus of women carrying pots of water.
News has brought us the company of old doddering graybeards loaded with enormous sticks, as if they wanted to heat a furnace, have taken the field, vomiting dreadful threats, crying that they must reduce to ash these horrible women. Fart at us, would you, you old flatulent, nasty, gutsy apes? We seem of a mighty host, yet you do not see the 10,000th part of our sex.
Ho! Shall we stop their cackle? Suppose one of us were to break a stick across their backs, eh?
Come on, then! We'll wait for you with unflinching foot. After I get done with you, no other concubine will ever grab your balls again!
You damned women! What do you mean to do here with your water?
And you, old death and life, with your fire, is it to create yourself?
We are going to build you a pyre to roast your female friends upon!
And we are going to put out your fire!
You put out our fire?
I am getting you a bath, ready to clean off the filth. Tit, tit, for tat.
A bath for me, you dirty slut? Do you hear that? What insolence!
Women of Greece, do your duty!
The women are pitching water upon their water pots over the old men. Oh, they're listening to women are over the pots of the old men.
The fire's gone out.
I'm watering you to make you bloom afresh.
Alas, I am withered. I am trembling with the cold.
Uh-oh, here comes the magistrate.
These women? Have they made din enough, I wonder, with their tambourines?
But you don't know all their effrontery, yet they abused and insulted us, then soused us with the water in their water pots, and have set us wringing out our clothes for all the world as if we had bepissed ourselves.
The men have lost control of the money and their homes. We join two of the peace organizers, Mirini and Lysistrata, as they plot to torment Mirini's husband, Chiasius, to make him agree to sign the peace treaty.
To work them, Marini. Be it your task to inflame and torture and torment him. Seductions, caresses, provocations, refusals. Try every means. Grant every favor, always accepting what is forbidden by our oath on the wine bowl.
Have no fear. I'll do it.
Well, I shall stay here to help you cajole the man and set his passions afire. The rest of you withdraw, withdraw.
The women leave and Cienesis enters. He's in obvious and extreme sexual excitement. A slave follows him, carrying an infant.
Oh, alas, how I am tortured by these muscle spasms and rigid and powerful Woody. Whew, I am in a terrible way.
Who is this that dares to penetrate our positions?
Oh, it's me, baby. The player from the Himalayas.
What? A man?
Every inch a man, about 10 a day.
Then itch yourself on out of here.
But who are you that's playing me?
The sentinel of the day.
For the God's sake, call Mirini.
Call Mirini, you say? And who are you?
I am her man, Synesius, the son of Paean.
Ah, good day, my dear friend. Your name is not unknown amongst us. Your wife has it forever on her lips, and she never nibbles a quince or sucks on an egg without saying, this is for Synesius.
Oh, yeah? Really? Oh, truly?
Yes, indeed, by Aphrodite. And if we fall to talking of men, quick, your wife declares, oh, all the rest, they're good for nothing compared with Synesia.
Oh, please, please, please call that woman. Please call that woman to
well,
me.
Well, I will tell her to come.
Quick. Please be quick. Life has been no more charms for me since she's left my house. I am sad, sad when I go indoors. All seems so empty. My victuals have lost their savor. All because of this gall-darn boner.
Oh, Lysistrata, I love him. But no, I shall not come.
Mirini, my baby, Mirini, what are you saying? Please come with me. Come with me quick.
No, 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 no.
Sweet Mirini, won't you please come quickly?
Why do you call me? You don't want me.
Not want you? While I stand here with this boner?
Goodbye.
Oh, Mirini, Mirini, in our child's name, please hear me. At any rate, hear the child. Boy, call your mama.
Mama! Mama! Mama!
See there? Look, don't you pity the child.
Poor
you
Daddy.
Ain't washed the boy and you ain't fed him in 6 days.
Oh, poor darling. Your father takes mighty little care of you.
Come on, darling. Come down for the baby's sake.
What a thing it is to be a mother. Well, well, we must come down, I suppose.
Well, how much younger and prettier she looks. And how she looks at me so lovingly. Her cruelty and scorn only redouble my passion.
Baby, you are as sweet as your father is provoking. Let me kiss you, my treasure, mama's little darling.
What a bad thing it is to set yourself be led by them women. Good gracious, give me such pain and suffering. And yourself, look at you, yourself in the bargain. Check it out.
Hands off, sir.
Everything is going to hell in this house.
I don't care.
But your yarns, I mean, check out your yarns. They getting tore up by the cocks and the hens. I mean, don't you care about that?
precious little.
Oh, Aphrodite, whose mysteries you have not celebrated since I don't know when. Oh, won't you please come home with me?
No, least not till a sound treaty puts an end to the war.
Well, if that's all it takes, we'll make a treaty for you.
Oh, this is so exciting! Good. When that's done, I will come home. Till then, I am bound by an oath.
Oh, anyhow, why don't you just come lay down with Big Daddy?
No. But just the same, I can't say I don't love my daddy.
You love me? Then why are you refusing, my baby, to come lay down with Big Papa?
You must be joking. What, before the child?
Take this child home. Now, everything's all gone. Child's all gone. There's nothing stopping us now. You need to come lay down with Big Daddy.
But, miserable man, where?
Oh, right here. Nothing could be better. Right here.
But how shall I purify myself before going back into the citadel?
Oh, ain't nothing easier. You know, you just go right over there and wipe yourself down. You know how to do.
But my oath? Do you want me to perjure myself?
Oh, don't worry about that. I got that. Don't worry about that. I'll take responsibility for everything.
Well, I'll be off then and find a bed for us.
Oh, ain't no point in that. Oh, we can go right over there and get right behind them bushes.
No. Even though you're bad, I don't like your lying on the bare earth.
He takes her, makes her way back to the Acropolis to find a cot.
Oh, how that dear girl loves me.
Come, get to bed, quick. I'm going to undress, but oh dear, we must get a mattress.
A mattress? Don't worry about that. Forget about that.
No, lie on the bare sacking? Never. That would be squalid.
Oh, baby, come over here and give Big Daddy a little sugar.
Wait a minute.
Good God, hurry up.
Here it is. Here's a mattress. Lie down, I'm going to undress. Oh, but you've got no pillow.
I don't need that.
I do.
She leaves again. At this point, dear listeners, one must ask, just how much can a desire-crazed man stand?
Oh, God, what a love fest. Boy, look here, only the table's getting laid around this place.
Here. Lift your head for this pillow, dear. Oh, is that all, I wonder?
Surely there's nothing else. My gracious. Come on, baby, let's just do this.
I am just unfastening my girdle.
All right.
But remember what you promised me about making peace.
Oh,
mind
yeah,
you, keep your word.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about that. I got that.
Well, we have no blanket.
My God, what difference does that make? What I want to do is make love, baby.
Never fear. Directly. Ooh, directly. I'll be back in no time.
Oh, that woman gonna kill me with them goddamn blankets, I tell you, right?
Now, get yourself up.
Up? You see this, Woody?
Wouldn't you like me to scent you?
No, I tell you what. No, please don't.
Yes, by Aphrodite, but I will, whether you like it or not.
God, I wish she'd hurry up and get through with all this stuff here.
Hold out your hand. Now, rub it in.
Mm. I tell you, in Apollo's name, I don't much like the smell of this stuff right here. But perhaps it'll smell better when it's rubbed in. For some reason, it don't smell like much for a marriage bed.
Oh, dear. What a scatterbrain I am. If I haven't gone and brought frangipani.
Never mind, baby. Just let it go now.
You don't really mean that.
Boy, damn the man who made this stuff, yeah.
Here, take this bottle.
I have a better one already, darling. Oh, come, you provoking creature. Oh, come lay down with Big Daddy. Oh, don't bring another thing, please.
Coming, coming. I'm just slipping off my shoes. Dear baby, 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 will you vote for peace?
Oh, I sure am going to think about it, I tell you that.
Whoops. He said the exact wrong thing. Marini is running away.
I'm a dead man. She's killing me. She's gone and left me in a bad, bad way. Ooh, Big Daddy got to have somebody to lay down with tonight. Oh, man, the loveliest woman in the land and gone and left Big Papa alone.
A live reading of the Aristophanes play, Liz Estrada. The script was adapted by George Brosi and is from the 4,000-year-old play that the term Make Love, Not War was derived. Pacificus Peace Watch is produced in Washington, D.C. by Scott Gurian. Our editor is Lana Elias. Our engineer is Granger Helvey. We had production assistance from Adil Hamad of KPFA, Reem Kathuta, Jabari Zakia, Patrick Higgins, Nathan Moore, Rob Robinson, Pauline Bartoloni, Kata Mesta, and Yolanda Turner, as well as Anthony Sloan. Thanks to Pete Caracas, RadioForAll.net, and Shane Rock at WebActive.com for web help. Special thanks to our consulting producer, Sam Husseini. Copies of this program can be ordered from the Pacifica Radio Archives by visiting the website at pacificaarchives.org or by calling 1-800-735-0230. That's 1-800-735-0230. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the show. You can send us your feedback at peacewatch@pacifica.org, or you can visit webactive.com to listen to archives of past Peace Watch programs. I'm Verna Avery Brown, the executive producer. Thank you for listening.